We're holding in the beginning of the second parak of Rosh Hashanah, parak Reis Mishnah Aleph. So we're essentially continuing on the topic of sending the edus, sending the edim, I should say, the witnesses, and the chil Shabbos, and being allowed to do it, whatever it takes. Now, normally a Beis Din will accept any aid, unless they have reason not to accept the aid. However, for Kiddush HaChodesh, they ended up, because of the ongoing shenanigans that were going on, people trying to mess up the court's cheshbonos, they were misakin, and we'll see that they only would accept people with whom they were familiar. And if they weren't familiar with the Edom, then as we'll see inside, the local Beis Din from where the Edom came would send like character witnesses to testify that the Edom can be believed. So you have Edom for the Edom.
Blackman says that people caused the trouble with Sadducee. Wasn't it the Samaritans?
First of all, okay, so we've seen Kusim causing mischief, and we've seen also the Sadducees. And we've seen also the Baisusim. Yeah. They're all causing us mischief. Please alternate back and forth. We'll see inside here. So here's what it says. It says, Im Einan Makir Noso, if the Beis Din wasn't familiar with a particular witness, Mishalchen Acher Imo Lahaido, they would send another with him to testify on his behalf. Meaning the people from the Beis Din who lived in the town with the witness when this witness came from. Now, even though it says Acher, that sounds like singular, it's clear that it's another pair of witnesses to testify on behalf of this one person. I guess conceivably you could have two witnesses plus two pairs of character witnesses for the two witnesses, a total of six. Because they decided not to accept any witnesses for Kiddush HaChodesh because people were coming and lying.
Why need two character witnesses?
How many witnesses? Two witnesses. We use two witnesses for everything. We want two witnesses.
Nothing can take place.
Yeah, everything's two witnesses. When you have the non-two witnesses is like a big exception. To be technical. I don't get into so much now, but we'll discuss it maybe tomorrow or so. I'll discuss what Eidus is a little bit more. I've talked about it a few times. Eidus isn't a matter of believing them. It's something else. As much as we just believe, they wait. You're right, they could have been misakin it to be one person also. It's arbitrary, it's a rabbinic enactment that they put. It's how we can trust these Edom, but they use the normal tsura of witnesses, which means we need witnesses, which just requires two kosher witnesses. They didn't have to. You're right. They could have, since they wanted some, it's just a failsafe, they could have arbitrarily taken a letter with a stamp or one witness or anything else they could have chosen to do. But they chose to. Yeah, whatever. They could have, done whatever, biometric, whatever they could have wanted. This is how they set it up for the corroborating witnesses. Okay? Barishona hayu mekablin edus hachodesh mekol adam. Originally, they would accept the testimony for seeing the new moon from anybody. Mishakilklu haminim. So here it says when the minim, a min, the way the Rambam described it, it's someone who rejects the Torah in part. So these people are essentially. These heretics, there are technical definitions. I don't get into it either so much now, but the different kinds, what's an apikoros, what's a min, and so on. But the minim here are the tzdukim and the baisusim, the Sadducees and the, however you pronounce it in English, people. Who cares?
What's
I'll tell you. So the Antigonus Ishsoko, who's mentioned in the very beginning of Pirkei Avos, I think Mishnah Gimel, Aleph Gimel, he says his famous. His famous statement was, "Al tiu ka'avadim, don't be like the servants hamishamshin es arav al manas l'kabel pras. Don't be like the servants who serve the master for the sake of the reward." And there's different girsos, but one of the girsos is, "Ela hevi ka'avadim hamishamshin es arav shelo al manas l'kabel pras. Be like servants who serve the master, not for the sake of the reward." We'll get to Pirkei Avos, but as Hashem, it's a fascinating Mishnah. It's an amazing Mishnah. It says, rather serve the master not for the sake of the reward. that's like yours, so that we'll go with for a minute. So they learned, so this is how the Rambam and others in the Perush Mishnayos explain there in Avos, these two of his students, of Antigonus' students, which were Tzadok and Baisos, took this to mean that really there is no world to come, so don't worry about the reward, do it because it's, you know, the right thing to do down here, but really there's nothing in the hereafter. And based on that, they said, well, if that's the case, forget it. Epicurean, like eat, drink, and be merry. And they rejected the actually, I'm not familiar with exactly the difference between the two, like subcults. What did Baitzos of Tzaduk and Baitzos? There were two different subgroups. Tzaduk had his students; they were called Tzadukim, Sadducees, and Baitzos had his students; they're called like Baithusians or something. I'm not sure exactly what the idiosyncratic differences are between the two breakaway groups.
The teacher was Antigonus.
Well, the Antigonus was the good guy. He had two of his students, Baisus and Tzadik, who went off the derech, and they each started like a sub, you know, breakaway minyan and breakaway groups. They were like not from. They're minim.
Why did they oppose the Kurdish? I can understand this with the Samaritans.
Also, the Samaritans. They all had their either regular malice, the regular malicious behavior, they want to undermine things. They had their agendas. You know, I don't know. You can have obviously economic agendas and so on for pushing things off, and I don't know if they particularly had a fight. I don't know how much they actually cared. You see, some as you say, the Samaritans, they took the written Torah very seriously, which has like its own implications, as opposed to the oral law. Here, I'm not sure if they just weren't just regularly malicious or not.
The Perushim were against
everyone else. That's us. Right.
Wasn't the Kohen Gadol at the time of Shneur's
Tzadok is a Jewish name.
Didn't they come from him rather from Antigonus?
No. The story I told you is the right story. Yeah, I don't know. That's when they came. So we're talking now. Whatever in the first half of Bias Cheney, okay. 150 years before the destruction.
I thought the Samaritans were already in Bas Rishon.
No. So that's it. No, the Samaritans were. So we'll get there. That was the Kusim. Okay, we'll get there in a second. So once these guys started causing mischief, Hiskinu, they made a takana, they made an enactment. Shalo yu mekablin ela mina makirin. They would only accept the basin, would only the Sanhedrin, who was being Mekadosh Lechodesh, would only accept witnesses who they were familiar with already. Okay? Did I say 150 years? I'm sorry, I should have said about 250 years before the destruction. And I'm taking this from the beginning.